It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Nice to have a freshly clean bong, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I never knew that you could clean a bong out with salt water. Obviously, new hot water. Like a 420, there's like some fucking 420 cleaner or some shit like that. That's meant for cleaning bongs and stuff. But mind you, ladies and gentlemen, this is no bong. I mean, this isn't just any bong, is what I'm saying. Is that it's a miniature bong. And miniature as in, since this is on a video, you don't get the gist of how small this motherfucker is. It could literally fit in my hand. I think it's like a toker. You know what I mean? A toker? A sneaker toker? I mean, weed's legal in California, so why the fuck would you need to sneak it around? But, you know, you get the gist of the point. But, yeah, I mean, I cleaned a lot of it. I mean, anything could always be cleaner, right? There's always something to clean. There's always something to do. But nevertheless, yeah, for the longest time, I didn't know this was a bong, a miniature bong. Meaning, like, you put some water in there and it's a little bong. But as small as this bong is and as rapid and powerful as my bong rips are, this damn thing's too damn small. So I elected not to put any water in this motherfucker today. But we are back. This is episode 472 of Kicking It with the King. Happy Saturday to all. Saturday, June 10th, 2023. We're already at the 10th of the Z month. I am can you believe it? All right. But we're not in any time. We're not wasting any time, right? This month is going by time is just flying by in general, so it's all a matter of what we do with the time. Because one thing for sure is that no matter what, life goes on, time goes on, and life, the wheels of life will keep on turning, baby. They're just going to keep on turning, 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 regardless. So make better use, make the best use of what you got here. Like I said, this is episode 472, Kicking with the King. Thanks to all who have joined us today for this epic show. As always, we always try to provide insight, knowledge, and overall, you know, insight, knowledge, and spread our minds, and you know, have a comfortable place where we can communicate our thoughts. Not have gentle people around, or you know, we're not afraid of talking and speaking our minds, which is what this whole podcast today is centered towards. You know, no one should be afraid to speak the truth. The truth is what sets you free. The truth is what people are scared to live by for some odd reason. And when they'd rather sit in a false and fake reality more than actually facing the magic and facing the pain and or facing the pain. It's like, what are you so afraid about? And there's a lot of different, you know, people have their reasons, you know, not everybody's afraid of it. Some people just are scared of it initially, and you know, they make their way to getting to the truth and you know finding out the truth. Initially, you'd hear the bubbling sound of the bong in the background, but it's not my doing. If people want to be the way that they are, that is on them, you know. I feel like it burns more without the water in there. I thought it hurt something. You ever get that feeling like when you're home alone and stuff, like you just tend to hear more shit, like more often? Like, especially at night. Like, I'm one of the biggest pussies when it comes to watching scary movies at night when you're by yourself. I'm just like, dude. those blinds better be closed. My door better be locked. That was me last night. Like, I came home and I was by myself, and dude, this shit's still burning. I came home and I was just like, let me make sure all the doors are locked and all that. And I like scary movies, but man, ain't nothing wrong with that. Fuck you if you say the otherwise. Don't make fun of me. Just kidding. I mean, I don't mind. You know, it's all about, you can be upfront about stuff. I'm not ashamed to be upfront about things. You know, that's what makes men, men. That's what makes real ass people, real ass people. Accountability. Something the world lacks. The world, I mean, not just the world, not the world physically, but the people in the world. Let alone the new age versions of these people, the newer generation. I mean, there is a massive, massive society shift here, going on here. And it's something that simple-minded, you know, lesser-minded people wouldn't care to see or care to understand. Because if we tell them something about what's going on in the world, such as corruption, such as massive pedophilia going on in the United States of America, the fact that in a lot of ways, if you really want to think about it, America is founded on trafficking, meaning it's known for it. There's more trafficking, pedophilia, satanic based themes and people and leaders and rapists all throughout the United States. Hollywood, your favorite Hollywood directors, your favorite movies, all centered from that and around that. Meaning, like, Hollywood, I mean, if you look at a lot of the celebrities and just everything that's going on, I mean, this has been going on forever, though. You know what I mean? It's not something that people should be surprised about. You know, it's not something we should be surprised about. I mean, if you aren't living under a rock and your mind's open, your mind's willing to read and or learn, then by all means, yeah. I mean, I welcome all minds, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all minds. I welcome all forms of people from all areas of life. It doesn't matter what color you are, what race you are, what religion, what sexual orientation. I mean, I have my thoughts on the transgenders and homosexual people. And they aren't bad. They aren't bad. I mean, I just don't think that they should push. The only controversial comments, if I could go back to anything and everything, if I think of anything I've ever talked about, anything that I haven't fully been able to clarify, is that I wouldn't want my own child to become a transgender or want to be a woman or a man. If they're a girl, I wouldn't want them to be homosexual either. It's not because I'm homosexual. I'm homosexual. Oh, dude, we gotta take that part out. I'm not homosexual, no. It's not because I'm homophobic. That was the word I was trying to use. Take that shit back. I love pussy. I love pussy in my mouth all day, all night, baby. I'm not homosexual. I'm not against homosexuals. I'm not homophobic. I'm not transphobic. I just don't like the narrative of it being pushed in people, into people's minds, and let alone giving fuck faces an idea about shit. Just let people be who they are. I mean, today's society is a society. I like how I said that. Today's society is deeply influenced by the wrong things, the wrong people, the wrong messages from the wrong people. Everybody's following a lot of the same stuff. I mean, everybody follows everything in general, but you know, we are our own people. I don't look at a group of people or what someone else is doing, a person A or person B, person C. I, quite frankly, don't give a fuck about what any of those people are doing. I don't care about who's got the new $500,000 watch or who's got the newest iPhone gear. I don't give a fuck about that shit. I give a fuck about life. I give a fuck about money, myself, the people around me that are closest to me, podcasts, anything and everything else. Pussies. Just kidding. Pussy. Well, as man, I mean, my wife, obviously. But, like, I care about everything else but the bullshit. And for a lot of my life, like I said, I've always talked about this. Like, as a teenager, I didn't spend that time partying and stuff. Like, I'll be sitting partying or doing all these drugs or any of this other stuff. Like, as a kid, man, just first and foremost, nowadays, today, this day and age, you'd hear old-ass adults talking about how, or just people, not just adults, it's people, kids, and, you know, a little bit of everything. Anything and everything. They talk about partying and doing all these crazy drugs and psychoactives like it's a cool thing to do. I don't need to talk about it to be cool. I just do it. People can assume. People could think things. Doesn't mean they're true. They could fly out these idiotic, atrocious accusations that aren't true. They could label you a certain way, but it doesn't mean it's fucking true. They can come after your worth. They can come after your self-image. Just your public image. Motherfuckers that don't even know you. Let alone we deal with that in life.
and on social media. Oh, nobody knows who that is. Don't follow him. Originally, oh, they're not. They don't even have a check mark. They don't even have that many followers. Your podcast sucks. Nobody knows who you are. Shut the fuck up, you little bitch. Bunch of bitches. Bunch of bitch-ass motherfuckers online. People online that are in grandma's basement. Tweeting from their grandma's basement. You know, I tweet. I use Twitter. I'm on Twitter a lot. But I'm making shit happen in my life. I'm happy. I'm making money. I'm free. I have no arrests. I have nothing on my record. I'm living a good life. I'm relaxing. I mean, obviously, well, we all want to get to somewhere in life, but realistically, ladies and gentlemen, realistically, I mean, I'm on a journey. I am on a journey in life, and not only that, people need to be more assertive. People need to be more open-minded. Open-minded about everything. Because let me tell you, in a non-biased way, ladies and gentlemen, in a non-biased way, but being biased at the same time, I feel like open-minded people are amongst the best. I could say openly that they are the best people that there is. Because if you're not using all of your brain, what the fuck's the point? Now, going back to what I said quickly about the assumptions and stuff, like, people are quick to judge without facts. And how I was saying, I could sit and say all this fucking stuff because in my life, I know what I've faced. In my life, I know what I've came across. The lack of bullshit that I have done. You know, as a kid, as a teenager, when I was a minor. Now, halfway into my 30s, or halfway into my almost 30, I can sit here and confidently say it because I'm willing to do what's necessary. I'm willing to sacrifice whatever it is. I sacrifice things all the time. Anyone and everyone does. Doesn't mean it's not a he said, she said, or a costume contest. Not a costume contest. Like, it's not a contest. It's not a race to get to the who does what or who goes through the worst stuff. It's not a competition. We're all humans. We're all people. We're all developing constantly. You know? We're in a population of 8 billion plus people, man. A lot of divided countries in the United States being the top tier for the mainstream, I mean, if you look at it, like, everybody's coming to the United States, you know, people, you know, obviously, like I said, I wouldn't say it's a top tier. I mean, it's one of the more bigger attractions in the world. If you think of, like, Hollywood and Hollywood movies and all these movies and stuff, you know, the United States plays a big part in a lot of that, as do some of the other countries, like, you know, like I said, because some of the movies in the other countries and stuff and are filmed in a bunch of different spots and stuff. So, I mean, overall, I'd say, like, United States, biasly, it's because I'm from the United States. I would say it's you know, obviously it brings in a lot of international people as well. So there's a lot of people, especially around this part of California, let alone up and down California, man. Like, there's a lot of a little bit of everything now. Also known as variety. You know, variety is what adds flavor to your life. It adds steam. It adds comfort. You know what I mean? If I didn't have variety in my life, ladies and gentlemen, my life would be fucking boring. And let alone, I would not even be as smart as I was, as I could be. And, you know, I never would be able to understand, let alone realize my ultimate potential. Because you know, we go through a lot of stuff in life. A lot of people go through shit, a lot of really horrible shit, a lot of painful things, a lot of emotionally traumatizing things, a lot of upsetting things, angry things, things that pissed you off, things that may have driven you over the top and maybe almost made you make a mistake that you would have regret. But what's life without a little struggle? What's life if we just stay the same all our lives and don't learn anything? First and foremost, if you're making the same mistake over and over and over, it's either one of the two options. You don't really want to do what it is you said you didn't want to do as a mistake. Like, that mistake was intentional for yourself or intentional for whomever or a community or a person or your own ego, you know? But you could make same mistakes like myself. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. And I never will claim to be perfect. And you're inhumane if you don't think you're wrong or you have no flaws or anything like that. We all have flaws as human beings. You know, what was it? You know, one of the things about people that make us individual is, you know, obviously, like I said, there's a lot. If you think about anyone and everyone, I mean, you think about all the different celebrities that you may follow, or all the different actors and you know, public figures and or just anyone and everyone you know of, like us as humans, knowing a bunch of people, different types, different actors, different types of music. I mean, I'd like to say that I'm unique. Like, I'm a unique individual. There's not a lot of people like me. I'm an individual motherfucker. I like to stand out. And I said that, and I've carried myself like that for a long time, coming off as that individual that is quite different. You know what I mean? I'm that individual that stands out. I'm the individual that everybody enjoys being around, and I have been for a very long time. You know, leading back in school, junior high school, college. No shortage of friends. You know, there's a matter of, like, you know, I was working, or like, you know, your circle of people. Like, you know, I never wanted to be alone, friend-wise or relationship-wise. So over time, you know, it was trial and error, man. A lot of life's failures aren't failures. They're lessons. They're not losses. They're lessons. Don't beat yourself up for the past. Don't hate yourself for your past. Easier said than done, ladies and gentlemen. Easier said than done. But it's something that, I think that cat hears me. Cat! Hey! That's like a little ass cat out there. It's pretty cute. It's like black and yellowish. Or like, it looks like black and dusty. The cat out there in the front lawn. Like I said, I'm by myself. You hear me talking to a cat. But life's misfortunes, you know, life's adversities, life's pain, life's struggles. Where would you be if not for those? Think about that for a second. Anyone with a brain knows that you have to go through things to get to the where you need to be. Like, I can't even say that I'm where I want to be right now. Not because I'm negative, not because I'm not looking at it like that. No. It's simply worded that way. But in context, and what I mean by it, is that life's potential opportunities are limitless. You know, I can be beyond where I'm at. I can keep on going. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. You know, if I'm not one thing, I can do the other. If not the other, the other things. There's a bunch of things, or a bunch of ideas, and a bunch of ways of life, and ways of going about things, and scenarios, and all these different individual minds and stuff. And depending on what it is that you look at, depends on whatever motivates you, depends on your cup of tea. You know, if you're stressed out, or if you're upset, what do? Stressed out people, sometimes people fuck. Sometimes people read books. Is that a thing anymore? People read books? Sometimes people, well, this is one for me personally. I actually listen to music. I listen to music, depending on what it is. And then there is some people that just don't know how to do much of anything. You know, some people just are fucking stupid. And you have to accept that. Like the number one thing that I would never do, let alone, I mean, I can't say that I haven't done it. I can't say that I'm perfect or anything like this when it comes to this regard. One thing for sure, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for this. Get ready for this. Drum roll, please. I will never sink to the level of someone who tries to degrade and or lie and or, you know, frame my name or you know, destroy my image. People don't know you. You got all these internet people talking shit online, saying stupid fucking shit to people, celebrities, fighters. Happens all the time. I mean, I can't say that I have too many haters online and stuff like that, or too many bullshit people that are online saying stuff, but I'm not opposed to it. I'm not opposed to talking online to shit to people. I'm not opposed to having feuds on a Facebook, or let alone having significant others on Facebook. Like people all say all these different things, and I don't use social media for those purposes. You know, thinking back now, I've probably used Twitter more than anything now, because I'm really trying to build that profile up. And not just that profile, but my own profile and stuff. And we have the podcast and everything. There's a cat. He's literally right in front of the window now. That is a cute cat. That is a cute cat, man. Hi, kitty. Are you deaf? Kitty. Maybe I should try to feed him. Now that will keep them coming back. And then he'll get his friends and stuff like that. Man, cats are like the coolest fucking animals ever, man. I love me some cats. Dude, they're silent as fuck. They're like little lions and stuff. I freaking love little lions. They're like little lions. They're soft. They're purry. They're cute. I love me some kitties. But we have reached the 25-minute mark. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, quickly, if you like our show, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Depending on what platform you're listening on, for my Spotify listeners, and followers, 41 Spotify followers, if I'm not mistaken. Be sure to like, rate, and review. 5-star rating, a 5-star review. Kicking It with the King is available everywhere you get your podcast, exclusively on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all the major podcast providers. We said it 3 times in a row. We do have social media, ladies and gentlemen, so bear with us. KWTKPROD on Instagram, KWTKPROD on Twitter. We're now verified, ladies and gentlemen. The blue check mark has returned to our Twitter account. So the blue check mark is back. It's a lot better. It's cool. We're doing a lot of stuff on Twitter lately as of late. Instagram, GTheKing_official, GTKingOfficial on Twitter. And like I said, this is episode 472. And let's keep this shit rolling, but not before we kick back, relax, and drink some smart water. I fuck with the smart water. I just won't fuck with the tap water. You know what I mean? I love water. And I feel like, if anything, my thirst and taste for water and desire for water has substantially increased over time and stuff. Like, it's not too hot yet out here. It's just more so like how much output I put into stuff. I mean, Julie was just, it was just the funniest thing yesterday. So, she never seen me really sweat before. We're FaceTime, and we're on FaceTime, and she's seen me sweating. And I was like, you had never seen me sweat before. I mean, she's seen videos and stuff of me, like, going to get out the gym. Like, there's one on Instagram, I just took my hat off and a bunch of sweat just rolls down my face. Like, dude, when I'm fucking hot, dude, I start sweating. Like, I used to do landscaping, you know, back in the day. And I would sweat like a pig. And I'd go on a lot of walks. I like to go running. That didn't come with a lot. That came with a lot of sweat. So I most definitely had to make sure that I was putting enough water in for how much sweat that I was losing. That's why it's hella important to drink water. Like, the only thing I drink now is water and alcohol. Can you believe that? I'm just kidding. Slightly. I mean, I don't drink soda really anymore either. I mean, I used to drink it all the time. I used to work at Taco Bell back in the day. I mean, I used to just drink soda all the time, dude. Like, every fucking day. Every time I had a shift, drink Taco Bell. I mean, I worked at 7-Eleven before. Very customer service based. You know, worked on substantially my communication skills through that, because I used to never be able to talk to people. I used to never be able to communicate. I never used to do this. It never used to be something on my level. I mean, I had the podcast and stuff back in that time, but I just didn't know how to communicate properly. You know, utilize my words, let alone utilize my mind in the most best, let alone efficient way. To where I have like the maximum output of effort into anything that I do that I'm passionate about. And, you know, there's some off days that people have where they don't put everything into everything. But isn't that what life is sometimes? Even the most rich people. Even the most successful people. Time to take a heat. This shit's super good, man. I really enjoy it. But, And I don't know if I told you guys, but I lost my wallet the other day, right? I thought, quote unquote, thought that I lost it. But it just so happens, earlier today, I was doing fucking laundry and getting the clothes from the washing machine, right? Transporting the clothes from the washing machine. I'm done nearly with taking all the clothes out. And I see my fucking wallet in there. You know, the first damn thing I think of is, fuck! Do I have money in there? Money will survive, I'm pretty sure. I can't believe where are they at? My Apple earbuds survived in there too once. I mean, I've left lighters in that shit, dude. Lighters, money, headphones, candy, paper, gloves. Is that bad? I have like a whole list of different shit that I've had in my pockets being found in the washer and stuff like that. I'm not irresponsible, I promise. As I take a hit of this bong. What a show it's been so far. But we are just getting into some more stuff here on the Truth Network. On the Truth episode of Kicking It with the Motherfucking King. Why are people so fucking scared of the truth? I never got that. They're pussies about it. It's not the truth. Like, let alone the truth, if it's not the truth, it's somebody telling someone else about something that you're doing and you're denying it. In denial is another thing. Oh, God. When you have all the fucking facts lined up and you're factual about stuff, people still have the audacity to deny, lie, and assume or say something else and swear up and down that it's something else.
when you have the facts in front of you. The facts! Some people don't understand.
I mean, especially with me, man. First and foremost for myself, if I'm going to say something about someone, accuse someone of something, assume something about somebody, swear up and down that I'm right, mind you, as much as I want to, I have to have the facts first. You know, that's why I said when I take it takes me time to break people down, and I put everything together like a puzzle. I understand who someone is within 5 seconds. I look at the body language, maybe have a keen conversation with them, see where their head's at. Excuse me. And then hearing someone talk literally is something too. You know, I pay attention to everything. Their answers, what they say to me, how they say it, how they carry themselves, you know, just in general. And, you know, when I say they, I'm not talking about those little fuck-face pronouns that everyone seems to go by in the LGBTQ communities and all that. But, you know, they, I refer to as the humans of this world, the population. The people in today's society, I keep saying it, society, the society, the people in today's society, in the new age, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, we're going through a world shift right now. There is a massive shift going on in this world, in this day and age, in this generation, in this day in history. Not just day. This day is like bigger than an actual day. It's like this time frame. Everything that's going on in the world. The United States, you know, dominantly being known for trafficking. You know, it isn't a free country. They suppress free speech. They silence people who are giving people open-ended ways of thinking about what's going on or providing facts about stuff. In our own government, the corruption behind the government, all the corrupt politicians and individuals, all the rapists and pedophiles running this country, and our rogue president that's not even the real president. He didn't win. Nobody wanted to see Biden win. I don't think a person in the world actually wanted Biden to win. And when you motherfuckers think that these people care about you, you're fucking stupid. You think your vote counts? You're fucking stupid. It does not count. The elections are rigged. They're designed to win. For some people to win, specifically. So corrupt that the Biden administration doesn't want and is scared of former President Trump, as in, you know, dabbling in the election interference. You know, the fact that he was indicted for a second time, and, you know, the Biden administration used their powers to illegally, you know, tamper with an opponent who is running for president and is leading the polls on the top tier runner from the next president of the United States to defeat Biden. I mean, since Biden's been in office, dude, how many times have we sent money off to Ukraine? Taxpayer money. Where the fuck is this money coming from? So we're paying taxes, right? High-end taxes, gas taxes, food taxes, oil taxes. Because of what, exactly? And where are we getting all this money to send to Ukraine? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I'm not deep. Balls completely deep in. Oh, fuck, I see. My legs and my balls are freaking all getting all fucking sweaty and stuff. Not sweaty, but they're just like uncomfortable. They're sitting in one spot for so long. I had to get up and move for a second. Like, you know, dude, I swear, like, since the pandemic, no, I feel like I've seen us send billions beyond billions beyond billions. Ukraine is like the most corrupt country ever. One of the top corrupt countries. I mean, we got North Korea, we got China, Russia.
Is it one to say that all these fucking countries are corrupt? The people just don't know it. Its people don't know it. You know, the people that know anything and everything, are the ones with the awoken minds that have a true idea of life. They have a true idea. They know what it is that's the right and the wrong. And you got people who generally are just living. You got regular humans that, you know, the ones that just, you know, just regular humans that don't really dabble or look at the deepest true facts about our world. They don't look at, like, conspiracies or try to look at wokeology or, you know, be on those crazy threads. It's a large group of people that want to be fully aware of what the world is like truly and what the world is around them and who's really running these countries and what they really care about. You know, Ukraine traffics too, but United States leads the poll for top tier sex trafficking and sex trafficking. And in my opinion, pedophilia as well. Because you look at those code words and stuff that they uncovered or something on Instagram, and stuff, and it was like some they found hashtags to through Instagram, like code words to look at child porn, like the hashtag to get to like the dark web of child you know, sexual exploitation or something. Like, you know, it's just child, you know, exposing of underage girls and just child pornography and pedophilia, the pedophilia ring in you know, just the pedophilia, just anything pedophilia in the on Instagram. What was it something called, like Pizzagate or some shit like that? So what happens if you type that in? It's like enters into like the dark web of the Instagram. That's what I'm starting to think. And I don't know. But I know for sure that I think it's Pizzagate, and I don't remember what the other one is, cheese or some shit like that. Hey, look at that. Is that a rocket? Tell me that looks like a freaking they're going into space. What are they dropping? No, I'm looking outside. And you guys know chemtrails is one hell of a thing. Like, this motherfucker is dropping. This guy was joyriding right now. This guy just went by and he's leaning out the window. This person's dropping some fucking fuel down on us. Looks like it's taking off. So Pizzagate. So it's hashtag. Let's see what we find. 500 plus posts on the first hashtag on Instagram of Pizzagate. What the fuck is it? Wow. So it says, one of the posts said that pedophiles use the pizza emoji. Oh, Steve Bannon. So Steve Bannon discusses how they use a pizza emoji as a code of prey on children on Instagram. Hashtag child sex trafficking is the real pandemic. We are in a pandemic currently, ladies and gentlemen. And it ain't no COVID. It ain't no strain. You guys watch, anybody watch I can't say his fucking name right. Anybody watch Tucker Carlson on Twitter? Man, guy's a genius. Who would have thought free speech is one hell of a thing to be, you know, if there's anything that any fucking person on the planet, and let alone, just anybody in America, anybody in America, ladies and gentlemen, were warranted free speech. We're right to have an opinion.
We're right to be open-minded. We're right to think about things and support the things that we want. The things that we like, the things that who we like, who we support. It doesn't matter who we support. It doesn't matter what orientation it is. I don't give a damn if you're gay, straight, trans, sexual. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I would never go and do none of that weird ass shit. But it doesn't mean I hate you for it. I've seen some transgender people that didn't even look like they were guys. I'm like, holy shit, it looks like a whole ass girl. Like, you could be drunk one day and meet them at the club and, oh man, I just slept with a transgender. I expect to be in a pussy and the person pulls out a cock. What the fuck? No. It's a world we live in. I'm not looking at it like that. Friends wise, people wise, I'm not gonna judge someone if they're into women and they're a woman themselves. I'm not gonna judge them if they're in a man. No, at certain points it depends on how you carry yourself in public. Like, stay the fuck away from me. Don't try to be doing none of that weird stuff around me. Don't try to throw yourself on me or anything. That's how someone gets knocked the fuck out, to be honest. I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about is how they treat people, how they carry themselves. It's a mental illness. The fact that people think they can, I mean, people say it's a mental illness. I mean, personally, like I said, closest to me, if any of my relatives or my family members or my own daughters said they wanted to be a man, I don't know, or vice versa, my sons are saying they want to be a woman, how would I feel? Well, I mean, I can't fucking let that happen. I personally can't. Why the hell would you want to be a woman for? Just be yourself. Just be a cool ass person. Like, dude, I like freaking anything Bath and Body Works, dude. Even if it smells all girly and shit, all those motherfucking lotions and all that, those hand soaps that smell hella good. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies, you know Bath and Body Works. I mean, do you know any men that go to Bath and Body Works? I can't think of any men that's ever talked to me about some Bath and Body Works. But I talked to Julie about Bath and Body Works like a fascination. I love Bath and Body Works, man. I love the colognes. I love colognes. I love smelling different perfumes and stuff that their women have and all that. Like, dude, these are fucking cool. I wouldn't wear no perfume, but I can goddamn well guarantee that I will put on some motherfucking lotion, regardless if it smells flowery or girly. Dude, that shit smells bomb as fuck and is high quality when it comes to lotion. One of the top tier brands. I really fuck with the Bath and Body Works. So shout out to Bath and Body Works. How about this? This child, hashtag child sex trafficking thing. Damn. I don't know how... Oh, the video almost cut it off. Oh, but... Yeah, man. They're known for more sex trafficking and child trafficking more than anything. The leaders don't care about its people. They don't care about you guys. They don't give a fuck about you guys. It's only the rich people, the ones that make the money. But then again, like, if you don't look at it like that, I don't give a fuck about it. I mean, I know this government's corrupt. I know that the media is corrupt as well, and they push the wrong narratives more times than they don't. Mixed martial arts, MMA media is amongst the worst. But, dude, they're just a bunch of fucking idiots, to be honest, in mixed martial arts media. But more times than anything, yeah, this government doesn't give a fuck about its people, the lesser ones. If you're broke, they don't give a fuck about you. If you're rich, if you're prospering, they do. Why do you think that's all this talk about,
oh, so-and-so, you know, Illuminati shit, and, you know, you see all these popular people who have hundreds of millions of dollars for stupid shit. Especially the younger age generations. If you look at the rappers that we got in today's generation, that's what we call the world star rappers. Shout out to my motherfucking world star rappers here. World star hip hop, follow world star hip hop. I mean, all these fuckers that I've seen emerge from world star and or like, you know, stars that weren't stars and people talked about for the longest time or they had the biggest hypes and stuff. I'm not saying they're like, what's it called? Like, you know, that's not it, but it's just something that goes on in the industries, in the music industry, as well as Hollywood and all that. And it's kind of like a circle, like the circle of a corrupt life in the way of, like, the way that it works in general in life, whether it is you're in the movie industry, in the music industry. I mean, there's a lot of weird corruption, a lot of weird little stories, a lot of people that are accused of certain things and stuff. I mean, one of my favorite series and shows, set of shows, excuse me, as a 90s kid was Drake and Josh, iCarly, Sam and Cat, Victorious, Zoe 101. Jeanette McCurdy had Sam didn't join the cast of iCarly because of I think Julie told me this, but then I ended up looking at it. I'm like, damn, because something with the creepy director and stuff. I mean, look at, I mean, imagine the Disney Channel stars and stuff like that. Selena Gomez, heard that. There's a lot of creepy white males in suits that want you to sit on their laps. And, you know, it's pretty much like, you do this for me and I'll give you anything you want, baby. You suck on my dick every day and massage my balls anytime I ask you and I will get you that contract. You'll get this part in my movie. Oh, you want that, record deal, bitch? Cook it, get on your knees and give me a blowjob every time. Don't tell anybody about this or you're fired. And you look at the desperation. So one of the worst things to have, ladies and gentlemen, in the world is desperation, to be desperate. If you're desperate in a healthy way, that can be better. If you're not desperate in a healthy way, you're like, oh, God, I just got to have it. You're going to make mistakes. In fighting, you're desperate. You get rocked on the feet. You got to shoot for a takedown. You try to wrestle with someone, and you're panicking. Your ass is going to get slept. You're going to get TKO'd. You're going to stop. The referee's going to pull you off. You get desperate for a girlfriend. You start talking a bunch of fuck faces that you don't really like. Or you chase the wrong people, or you go back to an ex or multiple exes. If you're texting your ex, you got a fucking problem. It's an ex for a reason. Expired example. Thanks for your experience. Fuck up out of here, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? We move forward in life. I fortunately like to take steps forward. I don't know about you. I mean, there's people that just seem to like to be in the same spot for the longest time. I mean, sometimes people get it. Or maybe it's after like the 400th time I failed for something to go right, finally, in my life. Not my life. I'm not talking about myself. I mean, yeah, I mean, some of the biggest things that I've had problems with are my own mental blocks. It's not that I'm like incapable. I am not incapable of doing and or achieving or accomplishing any of the things that I've ever said I wanted. Any of the things that I've wanted to do, anything that I have foreseen for myself, behind the scenes, stuff I won't mention on the podcast, different things in general, different little milestones that I've wanted, gone around and done them. I can't say that I'm done. I can't say that I'm anywhere close to that because life's endless. I'm 26 years old. Next month, I'm going to be 27. That's still in the heat of it. That's still in my prime of my life. And I will never shy away from that. I will use every possible opportunity to do everything that I like, everything I want to do, let alone if it's passions or if it's hobbies and it's goals that I've set for myself.
I believe in the cause. I believe in myself. And I think a lot of everyone else should do that too. You know, what is your purpose? What is your reason for waking up every day? What is your why? What is your why? Quote, why? What is your why? Like, what's your purpose? What's your meaning? What fires you up every day? What's the things you can't live without? It's quite hilarious when some people say some of the things they can't live without. Fucking stupid, ridiculous stuff like video games. Oh, I can't live without. That was like the biggest misconception for me. Like, people thought I play video games like all the time. Like, oh, what do you play? Blah, blah, blah. Because I'm asking them about their games. They assume that I play them. Or I've started conversations, or I've had conversations periodically or over time about just whatever, video games and all that. No, I play video games for like 30 to 35 minutes. You know, I'm a big fan of Grand Theft Auto 5. Don't get me wrong. And Call of Duty Mobile. I mean, I had a lot of games for PlayStation 4 and all that. And I have a lot in my library still to this day, actually. And but I'm not too big on playing them. That's the thing. I get a headache after so long. You know, I always have to be doing something. Do I have ADHD? I'm just kidding. No, I just get too distracted. You know, I got to do a lot of stuff. And I don't know. I mean, I just naturally get a headache because, you know, I get bored. You know, if it's a chill day or I'm relaxing, just at the house. You know, but games are fucking expensive now, dude. $40 away from $100 on average. Anybody here go to GameStop? Remember GameStop? There was this game store called EB Games back in the day. If you're from California, around this area, like it's around the Northern California or Central. What do they call it? Central Valley. Northern California. I love Northern California, but I also love Southern California. We are gonna have to take a trip one day, before the year is up for sure. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you like our show, leave us a 5-star rating and 5-star review. If you want to join the conversation, if you want to start a conversation, spread your wisdom, spread your knowledge, spread your music, whatever it is, spread your voice, your talents amongst the world, amongst thousands, beyond thousands of people. Spotify. Podcasters for downloads. What the fuck is the thing called? Podcasters by Spotify. Download the Podcasters for Spotify by Spotify. Spotify for Podcasters. Excuse me. God damn it. I would never hire myself for an ad read ever again. Spotify for Podcasters. Download it in the Google Play Store and or the App Store. You can join the conversation. You can sign in with Facebook. You can sign in with Apple. You can sign in with your email. Sign in with your phone number. Your username. A bunch of ways to sign in. But it's not all about how the fuck to sign in. And it's the main point of this wasn't about how to sign in. It's the quality. It's the amazing usage of the app. What we use on the app. You know, all the episodes. All the episodes that I have had since been using Anchor. Has been on Spotify, using Spotify, dominated by Spotify. That's why I always say exclusively on Spotify. So, just the way that it goes, it distributes itself. But that was one of the biggest benefits about it, that you didn't have to worry about what individual platforms it was on, what individual platforms it was going to be on. And it tells you the individual platforms as well. But what's going on a Saturday? What has anyone got planned for their fucking Saturday today? Anybody? Any plans? What am I doing? I'm relaxing. I'm chilling. It's an empty house. There's no one here. I don't know where the fuck everybody went. But I'm here. I might go walking later. Go for a nighttime walk, but like an evening walk. I don't know why, but it seems like it'll be hella humid out right now. Like, when you don't see like the bushes and the fucking trees moving and stuff, I assume that it's humid outside. And I don't feel like getting hot.
I get hot, and you obviously know I sweat. I mean, Julie seen it yesterday. But I am in shorts. I'm in my Muay Thai shorts, my Muay Thai kickboxing shorts, the yellow king, the custom. I had these made for my fight in last year that I was going to have, my debut fight. That ended up not happening. But I always rock these, always wear these, and I'm wearing black tank top and stuff, dude. I'm rocking that. Dude, I'm so ready for summer. I'm ready to go swimming. I want to swim. Anybody excited to go swimming? I mean, occasionally I'll just get in a cold shower every so often. Hey, a Tesla went by. Who wants to smoke with me? Let's link up real quick at 4, 3. Oh, yeah. Anyways, guys, is that it for us today? Is that all we got? I mean, I'm pretty sure that we talked a little bit of everything. Everything on the list. Like I said earlier. In the beginning. To close out the show, ladies and gentlemen. It's 5:55 p.m. We're going to close out the show in 5 more minutes. The elites. The real, quote-unquote, leaders. They want people to feel like they're suppressed. They want people to feel like their voices are suppressed. The government does this to us. I'm not letting anyone personally do this around me. You don't know me. You don't judge me. You don't get to say a damn thing about me. Because you don't fucking know me. So shut the fuck up and stop saying or assuming or suggesting things that and not using your full quality of your minds, because it's not how the world works. People that step up for themselves, people that provide a voice for the people that are actually true and are actually good and actually hardworking and are actually the ones who get bitten in the ass. The it happens to the best people. Trust gets you killed. Loyalty gets you, or, you know, hurt. People get so heartbroken and shattered by the bullshit in life because it just happens to all the best people, because we're surrounded by a bunch of fucking idiots everywhere. You know what I mean? This world is destroyed. Society will never be the same. You know, morals are heavily declining. Communication skills are amongst the worst it's ever been. Let alone people's little 360 of the world. Let alone just like their lefts and their rights and stuff. People's coherency. People being coherent with the world, like your surroundings and being aware of your surroundings, and the lack of courage, and you know the easily breakable minds of these people nowadays, and you know there's a lot of great smart people. I would never say that everyone's a dumbass in the world, because there's a lot of really smart and really good people, and a lot of people you'd be friends with. But it's heavily diluted because of the shitty ass people and you know the horrible people that are around that cause a blur, a negative vibe, and you know anyone in your life that's treated you bad, or relationships with friends or family, and you know hostilities between yourself and your siblings and stuff. You know, some shit gets really bad sometimes, and fuck, man, life gets hella hard sometimes, and sometimes you may go through 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 a million different things that are designed to destroy you, kill you, or sabotage your family, your friends, or your relationships. But the biggest thing about things happening, you know, it could be the worst thing in the world. It could be something that is designed to kill us. It could be something that was so wrong. I mean, I could have done something so wrong and got mad at me, blah, blah, blah. You could do something so wrong and I go completely off, or something happens. You know, cause and effect. It was something I learned in school. Cause and effect.
I think the cause of something, yes, it sucks in the moment that it happened. It really was devastating, and or it really pissed me or you off in general, or pissed the individual off. So anyone and everyone could do anything and everything they want to you, or a horrid action, or something just so fucking horrible that they would, you know, you would never do to someone else. And you think of any time that you've been mad or something unfortunate happened, or something that like really, really agitated you occurred, and or was said, or someone accused of, and you just got super mad and lost it, man. So like 90% of what happens to us, it's like 90% of what happens to us, 10% is how we react, or no, 90% how we react, and then 10%, well, I'm so stoned here on the show, you know, 90% of it is how we react to it, 10% of it is just that shit happening, even if it's the worst thing in the world. Like I said, I'm no perfect person. I've reacted to a lot of fucking people. And I've actually found peace of mind to say that. I think I was telling Julie this the other day. I was like, I think I react that way in such disbelief and just absolutely fucking irritated and not like agitated, but just, oh my God, like it's just agitating and it's unbelievable how naive and basic-minded people are. And the reason why I said it is because it was due to a certain situation. I had to stand up to stretch real quick. Oof. Here we're on, as we're on the last few minutes of our show. Like, dude, I've had to jump through multiple barriers, though. And I could say that personally, and just not mentioning anything specific, but this is probably the most I've ever had to face hate towards myself, probably ever in my life. So it's a unique experience. It's learning, it's mind learning, it's mentally, you know, hoosah, like, you know, it's really like spiritually teaching me a lot about stuff. And just, I'm not going to talk about it on the podcast or anything. It's nothing bad, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, this is the first time in life in general, whether it's online or offline, that hate's coming, you know, from different angles, or, you know, it's not hate. The word hate's not hate. It's just someone either dislikes you because they want to be you, they dislike you because they want to have what you have, or they're jealous. You know, I don't give a fuck about no one else that's looking at it like that. I don't carry myself in that way. I'm humble. I know I'm good at a lot of stuff. I know my qualities. I know what I'm capable of doing. I know where I stand, and, you know, I'm mad enough to understand that there's people that are better than me at stuff. It's a never-ending pool of talented people. But you've got to be humble. You've got to be able to get yourself to that point where if something happens that doesn't go your way, you can't be upset about it. You can be sternly trying to figure out, and, you know, you can be critical, and you can tell yourself, how can I do this differently next time? How can I change my outcome again? You have to be willing to accept your losses, your failures, or, in other words, if you make yourself want to sound better, make it seem better, your lessons. I'm not the kind of guy that would hold grudges. I don't blame people for things that happen. I don't make someone feel bad for something that happened because it was against me or because I was right. But my actions more so are a reflection of how I'm treated in some ways. Now, I go about open-minded with everybody until they give me a reason to assume or think or feel a different way about them based on their actions. I base so much stuff off of fact. 9 out of 10 things, facts, assumptions. Assumptions come from me seeing physical evidence already before that, previously. And, you know, every single other thing that I keep on seeing or keep on learning is just icing on the cake and further confirming that, you know, I'm just very, very knowledgeable of stuff. very awake to a lot of things. You know, I want the best, deepest way of understanding things. I want the biggest, best, and logical explanations of things. I want to be able to spread my wisdom, my knowledge. I want people to be able to open their minds up themselves and realize their true potential, because life is endless until it's over, obviously. But you know, the possibilities in life are endless. The potential, obviously, like there's so many different hats to wear, from podcasts for me to obviously the sport of world of MMA, world of combat sports. I mean, social media and all that, everything and anything and everything. Excuse me. And it's just something that, you know, I just, let alone writing that book and just being intrigued by a lot of different things. I mean, my variety of life and my quality of my life is far more than I would have ever expected, because I have such an open mind. And that's why we're talking about it earlier. It's such an important thing to have. Now, if you don't have an open mind towards things, you're not able to do, you're not able to open your mind towards things, and you're not able to see what it is people are trying to sell you, or what tell you, pretty much the same thing. You know, what people are trying to, what you're trying to achieve or accomplish. You know, if you're trying to persuade or give someone advice or something and they're not understanding it, it's frustrating. Or people don't do stuff, or you work on something for so long and someone seems smart enough to get the idea, but they still don't get the damn point. It happens. Not everybody's going to think how we think. Some people it takes longer. Some people are fucking dumb as rocks. And some people, you know, it takes a lot longer than others, but, you know, they come from a good spot. They have a good heart, and you know, they're willing to, you know, work their way through it and get to that, but it won't be as quickly as other people. I mean, we're all on different learning paths and learning speeds and stuff, and that's all right, man. I'm always open to learning. I'm always open to looking at things from a different way. I'm always open to other people's opinions. I always love to listen to everybody's opinions, even if I don't agree, even if I agree to disagree. But overall, I just really, I like to give everybody their chances and stuff before I start thinking of stuff or assuming and stuff like that, for the most part. But with that being said, this has been one hell of an episode of Kicking with the King. A very informative episode, too. Very motivational, very awakened-like, you know, discussing the truth. The truth gets suppressed and all this stuff that goes down. You know, just the world we live in, the surroundings, anything and everything that goes on, we have to be awakened and ready for and aware of. You know, you're responsible for how much knowledge you consume. People say, oh, too much of anything's not good, but too much knowledge is not, is more than good. That's like the only thing in the world that you can have too much of. You just got to learn how to channel it and, you know, not to consume too much or too less, and kind of meet yourself in the middle. But, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed our show today. Let's take one more toke before we get out of here. As we close out episode 472, quickly, we had 10 episodes of the previous podcast called Severely Open-Minded. So, if you... So if subscribers and anyone that's looking up the show sees a different episode, just see our episodes just jump and it seems like there's a whole 10 episodes missing, it's because we already previously recorded some and we just racked up the count completely to where we combined the Severely Open-Minded episodes with this one because it was under the same network and or platform. So, that is it for us, though, today on this show. We'll be back sooner rather than later. The next day, I don't know the next day we have. I think it's Wednesday. So today is Saturday, so we will be back on Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. What a great show. Good time doing it, as always. It's the second time in the row. I tried doing some of it last night. I did like 20 minutes or something. And I was just fucking tired, dude. I was like, oh my God, this is impossible. But we got here. We got it done. And now think it's like fight nights and stuff like that. Amanda Nunes fights tonight against Irene Aldana. That'll be a good fight. That's a good one. Look at that. Definitely tune in. But that is it for us. Follow me on Instagram, GTheKing_official. Twitter, like I said, guys, we're verified. We're the blue check mark has returned. GT King Official. And like I said, click the link in my Twitter bio too, to go directly to the podcast homepage, and or you could go to Spotify. We're available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and all the major podcast providers. You can click the link in our bio and go directly to the podcast page directly and stream all of our episodes ad-free and uncensored and unfiltered. As we speak our minds constantly about the everyday tasks and corruption in the world, and we spread knowledge and wisdom of an hour or more every single episode while getting stoned on the show, as we close out the show with another freaking hit from the bong. We are out of this bitch, ladies and gentlemen. Sayonara, motherfuckers. We're out of this bitch, yo. In all realisticness, I love you guys. Don't drink and drive. Don't obviously smoke a bong and drive. Or drink and drive. I love you all, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back next week. We're out of this bitch, ladies and gentlemen. Sayonara. Have a good weekend, guys.
Time to ride, I pull out on the scene, real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. fucking squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky, it's time to ride.
This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, party, let's get lit. Party, party, I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up.